Right, good night, thank you very much.
Welcome to the Oxford University Museum of Natural History. I am the Oxford Dodo. I was given to Oxford University by Elias Ashmole in 1683. By then I was stuffed, of course. But I hadn't been very well cared for, and so by the time I came here, when the museum first opened in 1860, all that was left of me was my head and one foot. But they've made a beautiful replica of me, so that you can see me looking very handsome. The museum has adopted me as a kind of mascot. Its logo is a rather cheerful-looking dodo, though I don't know what it's got to smile about. As well as being a symbol of this museum, I am also a symbol of the way humans have driven many of their fellow species to extinction. And we never did them any harm. Anyway, you want me to introduce you to a few of my fellow exhibits? Right. Let's start with another bird. And unusually for this museum, this one isn't stuffed, though you will have to talk to him via video link.
I'm sorry, I can't talk for long. I'm rather busy at the moment. Oh, sorry, rude of me. I'm one of the swifts that nest at the museum tower. We flew back to Oxford at the beginning of May. Well, from Malawi, of course. It's where we spend the winter. We have to have insects to eat so we can stay here. My partner and I rebuilt our nest as soon as we arrived, and she laid 3 beautiful eggs by the 21st of May. They've hatched, and now, well, we've run ragged catching enough insects to feed the chicks. A good place to live? Well, yes, we like it. Been coming back to the same place to nest for more than 10 years. The museum likes having us, and they've installed nest boxes for 147 pairs to breed. So you could say it's like a purpose-built hotel for swifts. And since 1995, we've had this CCTV system, so that you can watch us in our nests. It is a bit intrusive, I suppose, but we just get on with our lives, and the human children love to watch the chicks growing up. Oh, sorry, must go. Insects to catch, chicks to feed.
Always in a hurry, those swifts. I can't fly, and they can barely walk. But I have to admit, they're pretty impressive in the air. At the end of the summer, they'll fly all the way back to Africa without stopping. Well, come back tomorrow, and I'll introduce you to something with a bit more of a history.